All right, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. It is 2:32 on June 17th. We have three fiscal year 2027 budget workshops scheduled for 2:30 to 4 o'clock. The first one is the State Animal Damage Control Board. So welcome, and I'll let you introduce yourself and state your name for the record. Welcome.
Okay, I'm George Quinzer. I'm the rep for the Canyon County for the Wildlife Services. So we're here.
Yeah, I'm JD Tellu. So I am the treasurer for the State Animal Damage Control Board, as well as the secretary for the Sheep and Goat Health Board for the state.
And I'm Doug Hansen. I work with USDA Wildlife Services, and I'm the Western District Supervisor in this part of the state.
Thank you. Take it away, sir.
Perfect. Well, we're here to visit with you as commissioners to show you the things that we have done through the Wildlife Services and Animal Damage Control in the county, and to request $2,000 for the for funding. Each of the, how many are there? There's
District 2.
Five districts in District 2. They're all the counties that's in District 2. They meet with their reps, and Jade, for sure, I think, mm-hmm. goes with them sometimes.
And I can give a little bit of background just on how we work. So as the State Animal Damage Control Board, so our state board is quite wide. So we consist of a chairman, and we have different directors from different areas. So director of the Idaho State Department of Ag is on our board, as well as the director of Fish and Game. We have a representative that's from the Cattle Association. We also have every one of our districts, Idaho itself is split into five districts. So kind of going on down from the top, I guess this is kind of how our district looks, if you want to get a visual aid for that. So we're broken into five districts. Every single county has a representative. One of our representatives. So 44 counties, 44 representatives. And then each of those districts has a chair. So there's a lot of different folks that we work with to kind of make things happen. In a greater aspect, so we work with Wildlife Services, and we work with Fish and Game. So Fish and Game provides some funding for different projects that we do. And then Wildlife Services, we have a number of trappers that do work in those different districts to take care of any animal damage. So we deal with anything that can be an agricultural pest. In turn, a lot of those agricultural pests turn out to be, problems for human health, pets. So there's a lot of different aspects that we kind of touch in making sure that any type of pest animal or predator that causes damage to livestock, to crops, different areas that humans are involved with, parks and things like that, we work on those. So for example, some of those might be, working in areas where there is a large beaver population. There's a lot of damage that's done to roadways, waterways when we have an overabundance of beavers. Another example that, for this county, dairies, we work to make sure that starling populations are controlled. In all of our counties, Idaho as a whole, we deal with a lot of coyotes. So that's kind of an overview of what we do and how it works.
Yeah, just the other day, a lady lives down the road called and had concerns about her rock chucks, and I visited with Jared, and luckily someone else volunteered more quickly to go shoot the rock chucks than take care of them for her, but Jared was going to send someone out to take care of that. So there's, it's also, not just farm, but there's mm-hmm. others that, in the community that need services or help, that they're available to be there to assist them.
And it is a great program because we're still an agriculturally based state. And so even mentioning your starling population, people don't realize how much birds eat on when you have bins of grain or crops that you've spent money on. It's difficult right now. Prices for commodities are what they are. And so anyway, it's good to know what our tax dollars are funding. So thank you for the overview, and thank you also. People are welcome to call you to ask for referral information or how to manage some of the pests that they're dealing with out there.
Yep. Yeah, if they were to have any issues, Wildlife Services would be who they'd reach out to, particularly Jared Hedilius. He is our state director for Wildlife Services. He's the best one to reach out to. He's got a list of different folks that work in the field and do all this hard work to help out, you know, ranchers and the public alike. He's a really, really good one. And I can definitely, you know, share his contact for sure. There are a lot of different producers and ranchers that already are using the services, but it's definitely something we want people to be aware of. If tax dollars are being fed into this system, then we should be able to use them. So.
Right. We have two long time. So Doug, you've been here a long time, and George, you've farmed a lot in just years in Canyon County.
I was just going to comment too that besides just direct work with people, we do a lot of just consultation, advising people how to do things differently, or, you know, rather than doing work on the ground, give them ideas to help themselves as well.
Right.
So we kind of do both. Boots on the ground and just phone call work.
Nice. And you do a lot with a little budget, so.
It is, yeah. We kind of make sure we have things lined out perfectly so each year it works the way it does. Just in the budget, you might have seen, like, we kind of have an interesting, like, rolling way that we deal with our budget. So our counties pay in. Like, so we get a little bit of funding from Fish and Game. And then we also have brand inspection money, wool money. So a lot of that all kind of goes into one big pot. And then I, as a treasurer, work to disperse that to each different district and make sure that they're able to pay for their contracts, because they'll have a yearly contract with Wildlife Services that lays out what work will be done. One of the big things to know, I guess, yeah, so we're not, you know, we're not a nonprofit, we're a state agency. So we work in that way. It does, you know, every dollar that we do get really does help us kind of make sure that we make ends meet and make sure that things are done for the year. Thank you.
Thank you for the work that you do. It's really important. And just your knowledge of Idaho agriculture is very beneficial as there's a changing climate here. So I appreciate each one of you.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah, any other questions for us?
I do not. Well, I guess we really have to kill that many starlings, huh?
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
And I see a lot of them, but that is a big number.
There's always more than you think.
That number is not actual counted. Mm-hmm. That it's a model that we utilize that gives us, you put input in and then it spits out the number of take. So I think it's kind of a high estimate, in my opinion.
Well, I support it regardless. Those things are a mess.
Well, you guys may get into a new area, the news, the bear in the tree this week. So that was pretty interesting. So, Chairman, I'm in favor of taking this budget into consideration as we move through this process, and I'm in favor of.
Okay. Did you guys have anything else that you'd like to add?
We just appreciate the time to come.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Would you like us to get you? I thought we'd give them cards last year or something to get a hold of Jared, mm-hmm. or to put on a Canyon County.
Yeah,
I can get those over to you guys.
Yep.
Okay. His information is also on the back of the letter as well.
On that report, his information is
okay.
You can email or call him.
And if people are interested, they can reach out to our constituent services director for more information about how to access contact information for the services that you provide or consultation. Yeah, that would be great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if there's nothing else, we'll take a brief recess and allow, I think you're here from the Western Alliance, correct? We'll take a 5-minute break and get started with the next one. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.